Well, good morning. It is February 13th, 2021, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Again, I'm downstairs in the basement, just where God has me today, just quiet spot down in my workshop, and don't be distracted by anything. But today we are going to be continuing our reading through Genesis 46, Job chapter 12. And we are going to be concluding the Gospel of Mark today, as well as the Epistle to the Romans, Romans 16. So grab your Bibles. Let's finish those two books, continue through, these other scriptures and, get in the Word today. So let's jump in. Genesis chapter 46 this morning, if you have your Bibles. So Israel took his journey with all he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again, and Joseph's hand shall close your eyes." Then Jacob set out from Beersheba. The sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, their little ones, and their wives in the wagon that Pharaoh had sent to carry them. And they also took their livestock and their goods, which they had gained in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons' sons, with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, all his offspring he brought with him into Egypt. Now, these are the names of the descendants of Israel who came into Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachim, Zohar, and Shaul. The sons of the Canaanite women. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah, Er, Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Ishkar, Tola, Puva, Yob, Shimon. The sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, Jehel. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, together with his daughter Dinah. Altogether his sons and his daughters numbered 33. The sons of Gad, Ziphon, Haggai, Shunai, Ezbon, Erai, Aradai, and Ereah. The sons of Esher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Berai, and Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Berai, Heber, and Malachi. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 16 persons. Sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bore to him. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Mupin, Hoppin, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The sons of Dan, Hushim. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shelem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 7 persons in all. All the persons belonged to Jacob who came into Egypt, who were his own descendants, not including Jacob's sons, wives, were 66 persons in all. And the sons of Joseph, who were born to him in Egypt, were 2. All the persons of the house of Jacob who came into Egypt were 70. He had sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to show the way before him to Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. Then Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, in Goshen. He presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face and I know that you are still alive." And Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, I will go up and tell Pharaoh, and will say to him, my brothers and my father's household, who are in the land of Canaan, have come to me. And the men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock, and they have brought their flocks and their herds, and all that they have. And when Pharaoh calls you and says, what is your occupation? You shall say, your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth, even until now, both we and our fathers, in order that we may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. That was Genesis chapter 46. We'll move on over to Job chapter 12. Job chapter 12. Then Job answered and said, no doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Who does not know such things as these? I am a laughingstock to my friends. I, who called to God and he answered me, a just and blameless man, am a laughingstock. In the thought of one who is at ease, there is contempt for misfortune. It is ready for those whose feet slip. The tents of robbers are at peace, and those who provoke God are secure, who bring their God in their hands. But ask the beasts, and they will teach you, and the birds of the heaven, and they will tell you, or the bushes of the earth, and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind. Does not your ear test words, as the palate tastes food? Wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in the length of days. With God are wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding. If he tears down, none can rebuild. If he shuts a man in, none can open. If he withholds the water, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the land. With him are strength and sound wisdom. The deceivers are his. He leads counselors away stripped, and judges he makes fools. He loosed the bonds of kings and binds the waistcloths on their hips. He leads priests away stripped and overthrows the mighty. He deprives of speech those who are trusted and takes away the discernment of the elders. He pours contempt on princes and loosens the belt of the strong. He uncovers the deep out of the darkness and brings deep darkness to light. He makes nations great and he destroys them. He enlarges nations and leads them away. He takes away understanding from the chiefs of the peoples of the earth and makes them wander in pathless ways. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man. That was Job chapter 12. Let's go to the last chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salmon, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And when they were saying to one another, who will roll away the stone for us for the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. Entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where he has laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him, just as he told you. And they went out and fled from the tomb, and trembling and astonished had seized him. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now, when he arose on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, and they mourned and wept. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After these things, he appeared in another form to two of them as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Afterwards, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table. And he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him and had risen. And he said to them, go into the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. And so then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. That was Mark 16 and the entire Gospel of Mark. Let's move to our final reading in Romans 16, the final chapter of the Epistle to the Romans. I commend to you Sister Phoebe, a servant of the Church of Centre, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever whatever she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many, and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who was the first convert in Christ to Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Anordonas and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners. They are well known by the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Amphilochus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my beloved Satigus. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong in the family of Aristobulus. Greet my kinsman, Herodonian. Greet those in the Lord who belong in the family of Narcissus. Greet those workers in the Lord, Typhrinius and Tychoas. Greet the beloved Paris, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord. Also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well. Greet Isatyrus, Phelon, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermas, and brothers, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Philonius, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympias, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good, and innocent as to what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you. And so do Lucius and Jason and Sopha Parent, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Caranus greet you. Now, to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God, be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And congratulations, you who have been with me right from the beginning. You finished the Gospel of Mark today and the Epistle to the Romans. So praise God for that. We finished another couple books. Tomorrow we're going to, on the Lord's Day, we're going to start the Gospel of Luke, and we are going to start the Epistle to the Corinthians, the first Epistle to the Corinthians. First Corinthians. And so we'll look forward to that. So God bless you all. Have a great night and a great day in the Lord, I should say. And I will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. God bless.